This is We've Got Issues from IPR News Radio, a weekly conversation about the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Today, the group that follows the flow of money in Michigan politics gets a new leader. Rich Robinson has been executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network for 15 years. He's retiring from that role. Robinson has followed closely what he calls the deregulation of the state's campaign finance system. And Robinson joins us right now to talk about reform. Thanks for coming on, Rich.
Oh, good to be with you. Thanks for having me, David.
Rich, in recent weeks, the governor has signed into law several reforms of the campaign finance and election system in this state. We talked about one on this program last week. It's the part of the law that opponents call a gag order on municipalities and school districts, disallowing them from talking about millage votes. But there's much more to these reforms than just that issue. What else concerns you?
Well, a second provision of that particular bill allowed a candidate's campaign committee that had incurred a debt to receive a contribution in a subsequent election cycle and apply that contribution to the debt incurred in a previous election cycle. Effectively, what that does is allow an interest group that has a political action committee to make a second maximum contribution to a candidate committee.
You've been executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network for 15 years. You've seen a lot. What's the trend in Lansing when it comes to transparency and when it comes to campaign finance rulesmaking?
Well, we're in a process, much like the federal process, of deregulating campaign finance to a pretty significant degree. There was a bill 2 years ago that essentially said that any campaign advertisement that didn't include the words vote for or vote against wasn't really a campaign expenditure, regardless of the fact that it may have featured all the good or bad characteristics about a candidate for office. What that did essentially is write into law anonymity for a lot of contributors. It was really a dark money bill. And that's a real irony in contrast to this Senate Bill 751. The grounds for passing that bill and for the governor signing it was that, a lot of these communications that public bodies are doing about millages are de facto endorsements of a result, even though the words vote for, vote against are not present. So there's a real inconsistency between these two bills. And I think it's all a part of a very deliberate attempt to shrink government.
Is there anything that makes you feel optimistic?
I'm optimistic because I sense in talking to a lot of groups around the state that there's a great uneasiness about the role of money in our politics, a great dissatisfaction, and I find that the more people know about how this game is being played, that uneasiness kind of morphs into anger. I'm of an opinion that ultimately there will be a scandal that will precipitate some kind of reform. I don't see much hope in the legislature to take on campaign finance reform, authentic reform, but I do think that there'll come a point where this becomes so outrageous that there will be a citizens' initiative to control money in state politics.
You've talked to me about special concerns you have about the way campaign finance reform law could affect the Michigan Supreme Court. What do you worry will happen?
Well, we've had a history of having the most expensive, the least transparent Supreme Court elections anywhere in the United States. And this has been for the last four election cycles. The problem with that is, if a litigant has spent millions of dollars through a committee without being identified to essentially elect a Supreme Court justice, and then the justice hears the case involving that litigant, the litigant's opponent has been deprived of his due process right to an impartial court hearing. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that a judge can't be presumed to be impartial when a stakeholder has spent millions of dollars, where a litigant in the case has spent millions of dollars to elect that judge. And because we have so much dark money in our Supreme Court elections, you can't evaluate properly whether one of the litigants in a case has really been a significant stakeholder in that judge's election campaign. That's a real problem. That undermines the whole premise of impartiality in our courts, and that's something that we really do need to correct.
Why are these issues so important?
Well, it's because of that very question of what considerations are given to the donor. When one can't even tell who's putting money into political committees that are essentially spending most of the money in our political campaigns, you have no way to connect the dots between contributions and public policy that favors the contributors after the fact. So we don't know when we've crossed an ethical line or an illegal line or a legality line about when contributions are steering public policy to the favor of the interest groups who finance our politics, whether that be in political campaigns or lobbying.
Rich Robinson has been executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network for 15 years. Rich, nice to talk.
Thank you, David.
The new executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network is reporter Craig Mauger. Rich Robinson will still be on the group's board of directors. This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.